Good evening, and welcome to Boy Cousins. This is Ben, the other boy cousin. Unfortunately, I cannot be there this evening and have been absent. However, I hope you sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode.
Hello. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. This is Boy Cousins. My name's Jackson.
I'm Sam.
We just had a very special message from another one of our cousins, Ben.
It just happens to be my brother.
Yep.
And which also happened to be a very sensual message. I texted him and I was like, hey, send us an intro. And he was like, okay, I'll do something really quick. I feel like you turned off the lights.
You lit some candles.
Put the iPhone brightness on really dim.
Yeah.
And then spoke your truth. But thanks, Ben. I miss you.
Oh.
How you doing, Jackson?
I'm doing okay. I am almost at Thanksgiving break. I have lost all motivation to do my schoolwork.
Makes sense.
Life is pretty good.
Yeah, and I remember last week I had mentioned that the 10-minute walk that it takes to get from my car to the studio, we usually like to catch up. And all we really talked about was I was confused on when you were done with school and your bottom lip being non-chapped and your top lip being chapped.
Yeah.
Which I didn't understand at all.
Well, that is true. My bottom lip is not chapped and my top lip is quite chapped. So if anyone like is listening to this on the radio and you want to stop by the station, you're probably pretty close.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, you must be pretty close.
Yeah.
although we do, when you break down our listenership, we've got listeners in Massachusetts, California, Texas.
Who's in California?
Mary.
Oh, wow.
Vermont.
Yep. DC.
DC. I mean, you can basically, by rounding up, it's basically international. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If there is a listener in Canada or Mexico, call us.
Please call.
Mostly because we need to figure out how to patch in a call. So it would be really good practice for us.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a good time trying to figure out what today's theme was going to be. And if you were listening closely enough, or maybe had some sort of feeling in your stomach as you're listening to that song, it's because you probably know it from the movie Upside Down.
So, up.
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 Yep.
Which I have not seen. I'm going to be honest.
You haven't seen Up?
No, all I know is the...
Wow.
Well, I've seen the sad parts.
The beginning.
Is that the sad part?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just seen that. And then I was done.
Really?
Yeah, I walked out of the theater.
It's really good. I started it last night. I had a pepperoni pizza. I had a blanket on the couch.
Was it a personal pepperoni or?
It was only
personal
me.
To
it
you.
Was personal to me, and I ate the whole thing.
Fair enough.
I don't know how many it was intended for.
Yeah, it's not important. Hey, what was the first movie you ever remember seeing, or that you were really into?
That I was really into. I can't remember. My mother went into labor while watching Chicken Run.
That's a good movie to
watch. So I watched Chicken Run a lot.
Well, that movie is kind of just like a high stress film, just by way of the animation style.
Yes, scary.
It's just like stresses you out. So I can see where like...
It's like a little disconcerting the whole time.
Yeah, like... That would be like the one time where you might feel a rush of relief. Realizing that it's time to have a baby.
Yeah,
just watching Chicken Run.
He's
like, oh, I can get away from this stressful of a film.
Yeah.
I think the first movie that I was ever in 2 was not the first movie that I was ever in, because I've been in a movie. It's probably Hercules. I was so into that movie.
Great movie.
Yeah, it was like it was one of those like everyday films, everyday flicks. Yeah. But I haven't seen it in probably 17 years, which is kind of crazy to think about. Wow.
I'm not even that old.
Well, neither am I. I'm 17. But yeah, so we have songs that were made for movies, songs that were
featured in movies. Inspired by, maybe, if we think about it.
Yeah, I think I actually do have a song queued up. Some of them I've gotten from, they've got a Grammy that you can win for Best Movie Soundtrack. Mm. And so I've got 2 songs in there from a soundtrack that was part of a winning soundtrack that won a Grammy in, I think, 2003. So it's still a little bit of a throwback, but songs you might know. So I guess we'll get rolling with the first 3 that I picked out. The first 2, I think, are going to be from that, if I'm not mistaken. And then the last one was made for a specific film. They're kind of going with the sadder theme, but it's a good time. So, you know, it's kind of cold and dark here, like it usually is in Massachusetts at this time of night. So, enjoy. Okay, much like my 5-year-old self, I could not resist playing that song. Like, I could not resist watching that movie every day. So we had to throw that one in really quickly beforehand. Now we're going to get rolling. We got 2 songs from the soundtrack of Garden State, which was a movie by Zach Braff in 2003. I used to listen to it with my dad in the car all the time. And then the next song after that is going to be James Blake, Vincent.
That's it. Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils, catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in a violet haze, reflecting Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue, morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffer for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. They could not love you, but still your love was true, and when no hope was left in sight, on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do, but I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you met, the ragged men in ragged clothes, the silver thorn and the bloody rose lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never
I'm
You just heard... what was the name of the last one?
You started off so strong. Lebanese Blonde.
And before that was Caring is Creepy by The Shins.
And before that was Vincent by James Blake. All three good songs.
All from good movies.
Yeah. And I've only seen one of those movies. But if the songs are good, then I can only imagine that the movies are all right as well.
Yeah. Next up, we have some great songs coming up.
Yeah.
The first one from Black Panther.
Second one's from The Breakfast Club.
No. Second one's from Twilight.
Oh, that's right.
And the third one is from...
Well, those are the same film. It's
a the teen. The structure.
Yeah, the structure is essentially the same.
There's many teens.
John Hughes made them both. Yeah, that's fine. And then the third one is going to be from...
We'll let you find out when we get there.
Yeah, it's a cool classic. Surprise.
Here is King's Dead. Miss me with that bush. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I made 100,000, then I freaked it. I made 500,000, then I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
And it's like that look, MVP, I don't get no sleep, no, I don't like that look. Bust that open, I want that ocean, yeah, that bite back look. Do it bite back look, need two life jacks look. I ain't gon' hold you. No pressure, never control ya. I ain't gon' front ya. Keep it 100, I don't know ya. Boss like top dog, boss my life up, crossing over. Stutter steppin', got a hall of fame and all my poster. I been ready, my whip been ready, my been ready, my click been ready, my been ready, my checks been ready, my shots on full, that's Armageddon. I got pull, I hope y'all ready, my tank on full, you know unleaded. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it. My name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my shots gon' fire, my team gon' roll up, my Nazi twice, my queen gon' roll up. I hope y'all ready, you know I'm ready, I rain all day, you know confetti. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it.
Miss me with that bush.
You're not a gang member, you're a tourist. I be blacking out, I be blacking out. Bought a 83 Cutlass
for the weekend.
I got 100,000 and I freaked it. I made 500,000 and I freaked it. I put a Rolls Royce on my wrist, oh yeah. Cause baby mama try and sneak this. I took her to my penthouse and I freaked it.
I
haven't made my mind up, should I keep it? I got big dog status, it ain't no secret.
I'm on the roll and I put that on the game.
Yeah, miss me with that bush. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purist. I made 100,000, then I freaked it. I made 500,000, then I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
What you want? a secret card that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There was a time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too. And every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
That was, well, you just heard King's Dead by J-Rock, Kendrick Lamar, Future, and James Blank from Black Panther.
So good.
After that was Bella's Lullaby by Carter Burwell from Twilight.
So good.
One time me and my sister watched all 5 movies in a 24-hour period. And it was the best 24 hours of my life. He's only the first one?
Yeah, and it was the same thing where I read the first Twilight, mm-hmm. and I really liked it, but I read it at the point where there was only Twilight 1, the first Twilight, and the second book Twilight, hadn't been released yet.
New Moon.
Yeah, New Moon hadn't been released yet, so I just kind of lost, and like, I was just on to Hunger Games by that point, which I had only read the first book of, and then I was on to... That is something else. I don't know.
So have you not read the second Hunger Games either?
No. No, I just hit the first ones for both of those.
I was always I always followed through. I read all the Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. I read all the Percy Jackson.
I did read all the Percy Jacksons.
And the other ones by the same guy.
Mm, okay. You got to show me up somehow.
Yeah. Well, I just am a committed fan.
That's fair enough. Fair enough. Well,
and then last up,
you heard Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley.
That was actually Rufus Wainwright.
I think that was Jeff Buckley.
This says it was Rufus Wainwright.
That was definitely Jeff Buckley, I thought. Well, Jeff Buckley had the famous one.
Yes.
And I heard a story about a year ago about that song. And so Leonard Cohen wrote that song, right? The famous Leonard Cohen. And Jeff Buckley made it the song that it is today. But the path that it took to get from Leonard Cohen writing that song to Jeff Buckley is incredible. So Leonard Cohen is talking with Bob Dylan about songwriting.
Yes.
And Leonard Cohen had been working on this song, Hallelujah. And he had mentioned to Bob Dylan, you know, like asking about his creative processes or whatnot. And Bob Dylan said something to the extent of, you know, I can write some of his songs in like 15 minutes or so.
Hmm.
And so Cohen was like, oh, well, all these songs that I'm working on now are just trash. Like, I don't like that it's taking me this long. So he kind of releases some stuff. So he releases that song, Hallelujah, on some throwaway track. Then there's a French magazine called Les Inrecoupables that in 1991, so like 15 years after he releases the song, they decide they're going to make a tribute album. So they get a whole bunch of French artists and essentially go through his discography and pick songs and then cover them. And this is, if you can imagine how much play a French rock cover album would get. You're basically right. Not a lot. So the 18th and last song on the regular CD, excluding mm-hmm. the bonus track, is Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of is also thrown on there, like the last song, right?
Yeah.
And then about 5 years later, a woman who was a friend of Jeff Buckley buys it in a thrift store or like a, you know, like a wow. bookstore for yeah. quarters and is living in Park City, Utah at the time. Jeff Buckley goes to visit her and she's playing this album, right? And mm-hmm. they're just hanging out one night and he hears the 18th song on that and he hears Hallelujah and he's like, what song is that? So Jeff Buckley makes that album. I think it's called Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And he debuts the album and it doesn't really do much. Fast forward a couple months, Jeff Buckley dies in a river,
mm-hmm.
gets swept away. And then Hallelujah comes all the way up. So the process that I had to take from Leonard Cohen deciding he didn't like that song to Jeff Buckley even seeing it,
yeah,
incredible.
That's amazing.
It kind of makes you think what other things are in motion right now that we don't know about yet, but that have been in motion.
Mm-hmm.
And we still got like 15 more years.
What song is a French cover band recording as we speak? That's going to be the next Hallelujah.
It gave me butterflies. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting. But I have to thank Cristalla for reminding us about the cult classic, mm-hmm. Hallelujah, back down in Austin.
Absolutely.
So thank you. And then also, it found its way to Shrek.
And we're so glad it did. Yeah. I mean, I was just looking at the Shrek soundtrack, and it is star-studded. You have Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
You have the Baha Men.
Mm.
You have another Smash Mouth song.
Really?
I'm a Believer and
I'm a Believer reprise.
All Star. Eddie Murphy?
Well, he was Donkey.
He was Donkey, oh, so that's probably just his
song. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Incredible stuff. But yeah, so just look around. There's so many things that are probably in motion right now that we don't even realize. What's the next Hallelujah? Well, the next Hallelujah was probably Old Town Road, but then after that,
right?
So it's like the lunar eclipse. We got like another 15 years.
Yeah,
which makes me think that we're kind of in a good position where maybe we could.
Well, we can't give it away.
Yeah,
I saw Old Town Road live.
Where?
Boston Calling this summer. Oh. He came on in the middle of Anderson .Paak's set.
Really?
Yep.
Was Old Town Road Old Town Run at that point? Yeah, because it was like a summer, summertime song. Mm-hmm. I loved that album, the Lil Nas X album. I thought it was a good album.
I thought it was really nice.
Yeah.
I love Closure.
Mm-hmm.
I love Panini.
Who doesn't?
So good.
Can we play Panini on the...
We should try our best. As long as there's a clean version.
As long as there's a clean version.
And you never believe it. It's actually a clean song.
I was going to say, I think it's just a clean
song.
Wow. He's got a lot of young fans out there. So taking a quick break from the movie theme just to listen to Panini. Let's do like a Six Degrees of Separation. How can we get this into a movie?
Well...
There's Paninis.
There's Paninis. Yep.
Hard jump to make from Panini to literally anything. A Panini is a sandwich, right?
Traditionally.
Sandwiches can take on a lot of different forms. So maybe like a hamburger, which takes you to McDonald's, which takes you to the early 2000s documentary Super Size Me. So
perfect.
Without that, no Panini. So enjoy.
Gets into your heart, baby. Don't you You two silly boys. Hee hee ha ha. I have been listening to you all night. That stuff about the other boy cousin? I don't know him. I don't love it. My first movie? I thought you would never ask. Rugrats in Paris. That Tommy. Such a silly boy. Anyways, I have had fun messing with your show tonight, but enough is enough. Enjoy Panini.
Hey Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go, or why you tryna keep me teeny? I, it's a dreamy, wished it on a genie. I got fans finally, and you wanted them to see me. I thought you want this for my life, for my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied, just say to me. Don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go, or why you tryna keep me teeny? Now they need me. Number one, no screaming. Oh yeah, you used to love me. So what happened? What's the meaning? I thought you want this for my life, for my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied. Now when it's all done, I get the upper hand, and I need a big prince, not another fan, but I still want you as a fan. I'ma need to sit down. I don't mean to make demands, but I need you to say to me what you want from me. Just say to me what you want from me.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed unto the sun till we found the sea of green.
Yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine.
That was Yellow Submarine by The Beatles. And before that was, Panini.
I thought you were doing a bit right there. No. By Lil Nas X.
And then,
before that was our friend.
Our friend. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature?
Yes.
Like looking up at the stars or catching fireflies?
Yes.
Help ensure your child gets those same experiences.
True.
Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
I thought you were going to do something about ladder safety. When is the ladder coming?
Also, be safe when you use ladders.
Just practical advice. I've been on a ladder for the last 7 days at work, so
yeah.
I could have benefited from that. But
they're very easy to use, but they're even easier to misuse. Miss you.
A lot.
Well, anyways, we're approaching the end of our hour. This has been
Boy Cousins,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
It's kind of weird that we haven't done anything where we do something together. You want to sing a song together?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
What should we sing about?
Ladder safety.
Ready?
Yeah.
We'll sing it together.
Yeah.
I was going up the tall steep later that day, and I slipped and I fell, and I busted my back. All because the
step ladder.
That was from the movie. Oh, okay. You want to go? We can play our last song.
Yeah, let's play our last song.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all.
Thank you, everyone.
And thanks for calling in, everyone.
Yeah, I really enjoyed talking to you all. If you listened this week, maybe think about calling in next time.
And if you're someone who's been listening and hasn't told us, you are legally obligated to tell us that you're listening, because
yeah, please do.
We need to know that it's more than just both of our moms.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Thanks. Here is Oh Yeah by Yellow. You'll know what it's from.
Oh,